There are lots of ways to explore trance in the first place. Lots of ways to really get started. But one of the simplest ones is you. You laying back and exploring. You training normally. You auto-hypnotic, self-hypnosis. It can be calming. It can be a useful resource. And, you know, stop and think about it if you need to. But I'm just going to outline one way of simply trying it out. Get comfortable. You'll hear that at the start of a lot of recordings, a lot of different settings in real sessions. Get comfortable. And all it means is find a place where you can be naturally. You may be someone who rocks or sways, who moves on their own, who wants to hold something. You can do those. At first, it can seem like this will distract, but anything which gives you energy and lets you vent it from you, anything which takes your energy and gives it an outlet, moves it out of your mind, externalizes it, completes you. Your comfort is holistic and should be respected. Even if it includes things that you would not normally assign to, oh, okay, I can hold something. Oh, I can look at something. Oh, I can, yeah, anything. The classic assumption you need your eyes closed isn't necessarily accurate either. Some people do close their eyes. It's soothing. It lets the words wash over you. It can add to a feeling of distance or visualization. But visualizing with your eyes open is entirely possible as well. So start with the basics. Instead of wondering, did it work? Did it work? You will know that you can put yourself into trance, and so you can choose for the induction part to always work and the suggestion part to flow into a mind that is pre-seated, pre-readied, previously taken there by you. And then you listen once you've done things, once you've undertaken the most basic practice. You can be anywhere. Sitting on the floor, laying in your bed, sitting in a chair, anywhere at all, wherever you choose to be, just make sure that you're supported in a fully comfortable position, whether laying down or sitting up. And once you're there, take several long, slow, deep breaths. Don't anticipate, just long, slow, deep. Feel what you feel. Inhale completely, lungs full all the way, holding it for a few seconds. Once you do, then you slowly let it out until your lungs are empty. This part is physically really, really relaxing. This part does a lot to physically help you just in and out. Slow, long, and deep. Slow, long, and deep. You should feel them. A little different and distinct from how you might breathe normally. Slow, long, deep, full inhalations. The kind that expand your lungs. And then slow out, emptying them. It's relaxing. It's anchoring. It's a filling and an emptying, respirative and restorative. In. Hold. Out. Just like that, but in your own time and at your own pace. And if at first, when you go to a comfortable place and do several deep breaths in, out. If at first you feel at all strange or silly, as I did when I learned that, realize that it's a matter of practice. And that like many things which are physically soothing, it does its job whether you're feeling like it is or not. You can be silly and also deeply, deeply hypnotized at the same person, at the same time, in the same place. Trust me, it's true. It's you. Now. In and out. Now, once you have taken those deep breaths, look at a clock or a watch, moving as little as possible in the process. You just want to check what time it is. You can also start a timer beforehand or have one ready. And you just tell yourself, I'm going to stay here for this length of time, and pick a length of time in minutes, 1, 2, 3, or 4, and when 5 or 6, all that time is done, 7 or 8, you can return, 9 or 10, fully awake, fully alert, and you want to do that for just a few minutes, nothing more than 10 minutes, and then gradually increase upward to longer and longer times, trancing yourself. And once you've decided how long you're going to go, close your eyes. Imagine. Imagine yourself. Imagine yourself as a rag doll. Every muscle group, loose, relaxed, easy, tensionless. You can start wherever you want to start, but work inward and around. If you start at the tip of a finger, you might go up an arm, finding the tension that's letting you hold it where it is. And since that tension vanishes when you notice it, arms may flop, shoulders may slump, your body always remaining comfortable, but each muscle group in turn relaxes and yearns and slides. As much as you can, you let it slide aside. You needn't think at this point, or at any point. But in particular, this bit, like the breathing before it, isn't about being in or going into trance. You're just focusing on relaxing, the manual process of disengaging those muscle groups so they're no longer holding you in any position but the most melted, slumped one you can envision. If you want to feel like each body part is too relaxed to move, that's a good goal, a good objective. To find the point where, if you try to move them back into the tensed positions that you incrementally, systemically, psychically relax them out of, arms and shoulders, neck and trunk, deep breathing, deep relaxation, the deep breathing gets to continue, ankles and knees and thighs and legs and jaw and eyelids, anywhere muscles were doing work. They're now taking a little holiday. And once you've arrived at that point, or you think you've arrived at the point where you are loose and limp, too relaxed to move, imagine that behind your closed eyelids, or if you're advanced and you kept them open, projected ahead of you, movie screen bright, every conscious thought you have creates just one tiny spark, one pinprick. You'll see them, lights and sparks, the flash of connection, the wiring. Keep it as clear as you can. You can envision your hand wiping those lights away. You can envision your thoughts simply becoming too bright and too quick as you notice them, as they cancel each other out under your vivid, bright attention. The lights winking out, as few as you can. Bright, then gone. Bright, then gone. And in this state, eventually, you'll become alert and aware. And then you should open your eyes and look at the clock. And when you've checked that clock, which you should only do after you have finished and become alert and aware, which will happen when it happens. Well, that's if you finish. Sometimes you're not even going to get to the point where you're clearing the stars before your time's already gone. And sometimes you're going to be so tired that this restful exercise, which contains many mechanisms that work whether you're aware or not, may contribute to you falling asleep. That happens a lot. You might want to practice at a different time of day, or change your position so it's a little rougher, like sitting up straight somewhere, until you slump. You may also want to reevaluate how often you sleep if you're so tired you're always drifting off. What's surprising is, I told you to close your eyes after setting a time. Chances are good that left to your own devices, you might land right on your intended time. You might come out pretty much exactly when you told yourself you would, plus or minus a minute or two. If you open your eyes and think, wow, that went by fast, but sure was 10 minutes, then congrats, time distortion. And if you think, wow, that went on for a long time, time dilation. When time can move more quickly, more slowly, time slowly flowing. And that's at least moderate trance depth, where you just lose and untether, sliding off of time and into deep instead. Practice it sometimes. Do it in all sorts of different places to give yourself diversity, so that you can more easily enjoy going under. And so when it's time to trance, you are perfectly empowered while receiving an induction, absent instructions otherwise, to add your own skills on top, or when you're told to breathe deeply, or relax in different ways, or count the lights inside your head, you're already well ahead of yourself. You're already well and truly capable, more and more truly capable, of exploring, of being primed, of being open, of sliding down. And of coming right back out, reassured, alert, and capable. Because you are reassured, alert, and capable. And trance is something that you can experience often enough that it just gets better and better. And practice makes you drop.